Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the simply massive universe around our very small planet, and also what to look for in our dark island skies. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. We welcome him back now. Hey, Christopher, what's happening?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers look out for Mars and Saturn, as they are still relatively close together in the southern sky after sunset. Both planets will be setting at around about 11 p.m., so there's plenty of time to spot them. The moon this week will be waxing and approaching its first quarter phase. While this does mean that the moon will be getting brighter towards the end of the week, it shouldn't be too much of a problem for those of you wanting to spot those planets.
Now, there's a news story we're going to learn a little bit more about this week, and it could be the WOW signal part two. Who knows the significance that this event will end up having had, but is that an accurate way to describe the signals that were detected?
Well, we have had quite an exciting year in astronomy so far. First, there was the discovery of the mysterious Tabby star, around which a mysterious object is causing our view of the star to dim. There was also the discovery of an Earth-sized world around our nearest neighbor, Alpha Centauri. And now we have a new story from Russia, a mysterious radio burst coming from a sun-like star around 95 light-years away. What do all of these discoveries have in common? Well, they've got people talking about the possibility of extraterrestrial life, aliens.
And with the universe as massive as it is, it's starting to seem less and less far-fetched, those ideas. So what's your take on this thing?
Well, astronomers in Russia using the Rattan 600 radio telescope have claimed to have discovered a strong signal coming from a sun-like star. This star has the catchy name of HD 164595. This signal has caught the attention of experts in the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence community, or SETI for short. Only one other radio burst in history has caused this much stir. It was observed in the 70s, and it is the famous WOW signal.
What I had read was that guy Seth Shostak from the SETI organization. So far, they hadn't heard anything, or what's the latest?
That's right. The scientists at SETI are exceptionally careful when they approach this kind of finding. The philosophy of SETI is, exceptional claims require exceptional evidence, and they are not implying at all that this is of alien origin.
How powerful is the signal, and has anybody else except for this one Russian observatory been able to detect anything?
The signal itself is immensely powerful. In fact, the power required to generate a signal like this would require more power than humankind could ever hope to produce with our current technology. And in terms of follow-up observations, there are now several radio telescopes across the world that are actively trying to determine the origin of this signal and whether or not it's a one-off. If we do find the signal again, and it's repeating itself, then this could warrant some serious investigation. But until then, we're just going to have to sit back and wait.
And this is the kind of thing, Christopher, that I've read that it could also be potentially generated from somewhere here on Earth, and we just don't realize that.
Yes, in fact, there could be a very mundane explanation for this extraordinary finding. It's quite possible that while the radio telescope was observing a distant star, a satellite may have passed between the telescope and the star it was observing. And hence, what the radio telescope really picked up was a signal from a satellite. And in fact, this signal originated around about 11 gigahertz, which is the frequency used by military satellites to communicate with Earth-based stations.
When it comes to the WOW signal itself, is there anything that's ever provided clarity on what that was?
Unfortunately not. The problem is the WOW signal was only detected once, and we've looked for it since, but nobody has been able to find anything. And that's the problem with these mysterious radio bursts from space. If we can't spot them again, we can't study them, and we can't discover their true origin.
Christopher Phillips, thank you so much for the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer. We keep Stargazer archived, by the way, online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just follow the news links.